هو خذ مزوزة وباي خاف هي سيفن متى تسأل لك هاي مزوزة
والله مش عارف.
متى تسأل لك هاي مزوزة بخو بسخ متى تسأل put a mezuzah on every door رفيو يش لك كاما خدارم even if you have many rooms لخول خدر كاما بسخم and every room has many doors حسويم لكنيسة ويتيا that are made for coming and going Even if you only use one of them, you can probably take a video of the over here. There's a whole lot of doors,
Right.
right? They don't use all of them. But if it's a door, it's a door. You know, people ask that sometimes. They I'm never using the door. Do I need a mezuzah? Yes, you do. And even if there's less people living there and you only need one door, they're all chayiv. But if there's a door that's you only go in there and you like sort of use loads, meaning you carry loads there sometimes, and then there's another door for going and coming or coming and going. Is potter. Then the door that's just meant to carry loads is potter. So that's you know, a loading dock. Right, so loading dock, you know, on the side of the loading dock, they have the doors that people come in and out, and the loading dock itself is only meant for loads. So, from the kitzur, it sounds like it doesn't need what?
Closet, utility, a pantry.
Oh, so a pantry needs because you go in there. Right, he's only talking about that. There's no load. That you're only using that entrance to carry the load. You said maybe utility, maybe. No, but their utility usually have the same door for people going in and out and the load. This is two different doors. One is like a large door for when you carry a load, a heavy load or a big load, and otherwise you'll use the other door. So then in that situation, you don't need a mezuzah. Beis
All
Gamshar.
entrances, deoraisa.
No, we're gonna go through which entrances is needed. Many are not deoraisa. Beis Gamshare Chatzeris. Gates of a chatzim, mavoyos, ayoros, and medinas of a mavoy and cities and towns. Chayav mezuzah, ro chayav mezuzah, shenemar uvisharecha. As if you ever noticed in the old city of Yerushalayim, those gates have mezuzahs in them. Gimel, tzarech lekaveh b'yimin ha'nichnas, you have to put it on the right side when you go in. Be'im kvah b'smal, psula, and if you put it on the left side, it's possible. But tzarech lehasiro lekaveh b'yamin, b'yivarech aleh. And you need to remove it and you got to take it off the left side of the door, put it on the right side, and make a bracha because what's on the left side is pointless. Vein chilek b'zeh bein iter lein iter makes no difference if you're a lefty or not. The mezuzah always goes on the right side. Dalit. Shtei batim asher l'chol echad. Now this gets a little technical. I don't have the articles. It probably has charts. Do they have charts? No, they don't. Okay, shnei batim asher l'chol echad yesh pesach l'shus rama l'chotzer. Two houses, and each one has a doorway opening to the shus rabim or to the chotzer. U'mechitza asher b'neim yesh gam kein pesach. And then they have a door in between them. So the simple way to understand is you have a two-family house, and there's two doors to the public, and there's also a door in between the apartments. V'hashta yesh l'stapim b'pesach zeh, b'ezet tzad yitin es mezuzah. Now you don't know which way is the right way to go in. So then you go, there's going to be a hierarchy, like a pecking order of what's more important. So the first thing the kitzur says is you go with the heker tzir. Pirush, what does that mean? But makom shenasim hatzirim lahadelas, wherever you put the tzir is the hinge to the door, shadelas niftach l'saychai, that the door opens into it. Zeu ikar abayis, that's the ikar abayis, yonaisen esam zuzu b'tzad yimin, shenichnasim l'saychai, then you put on the right when you're going in there. Meaning, if the door swings in, then that's called going in. You put it on the right side. But that's only when both houses work the same. But if one of them is the ikur tashmish, then you don't go with the heker tzir. You go from the right side. With the ikar tashmisha is there, afilu adelos niftach l'seich hasheni, even if it opens into the second room. Meaning, this is when you have like a living room, dining room, and or more into a kitchen or something. So you have a hallway going into a kitchen. So then, if the ikar if the you have so you have two rooms and there's doors going both ways. So if you have your ikker room, your main thing that you do is on the inside, then that's always you always have the right, you always go on the right going into that room, even if the door opens into the opposite way. Fine. That's a very common question. Simplest thing to do is text a video. That's the new way we do it. Hey, Mekaima. So where's the place? Mitchilas Shlisha Elyon from the beginning of the upper third of the gate. Kavala Malamizek Sheira for Husha Yechakenim and meaning the mezuzah goes on the bottom of the top third of the doorway. If you put it above that, then it's still kosher, but it has to be at least a tefach, at least a tefach from the roof. But let's say you put it below the top third. You need to remove it and to be kaveyat with a bracha. Well,
really, most of there's
most mezuzahs should be lower than they are. You'd be surprised how low the bottom of the top third is.
right.
People send pictures and say, "Well, this is crazy how low it is," but that's what it is. But bottom line is, it's better to err
And
on
higher.
the on higher than lower. Same thing with the tefillin. You're better to err higher than lower.
The Shayat?
Everything. So yeah, shalosh.
Oh.
Elyon.
Even if you can't reach it, I mean, the passageway is very, very high, 25 feet high or something.
Right. So that's a good question. So there, when it's very, very high doors, then the place can say you should put it shoulder height. And
Why do
that's
you
what
need to
you would have said.
reach it?
When a 25-foot door you put it at the top, at the bottom of the top third, you're not going to reach it.
Well, why
Reach
do you
it.
need to reach it?
Are you saying there is
No,
no
you don't
chiyuv to
need to,
reach
but
it?
it's not. But if those, because we're going to see that there are, when you come into the house, you're supposed to at least touch the mezuzah. We'll get to that.
That's like a madriga. No, it's like a special thing to touch. No, it's not. It was. It's not
No,
even a
it's not
qumran.
part of the halacha. No, it's not part of the halacha. Correct. Right. Vim kvar b'tefach ha'elyon. And let's say you put the mezuzah so high within the top tefach, then you have to remove it also and put it properly. Avalo yivarach, don't make a bracha. And you have to be kaveyit with a tefach close to the outside. Vimshina bezu ain't a makom. And if you change that, then it's not makom. This is another thing that many don't know. They want the doorway to look nice, so they put the mezuzah in the middle of the doorway. It should not go in the middle of the door. It should go as close to the outside of the room as possible, but at least for sure a tefach. Because, and the reason why you want to put it on as far on the outside, because you want the most shmira in the room that you can get. So maybe in our houses where we're going from mezuzah to mezuzah, so maybe that doesn't apply. But really, it should go as far to the outside of the room as possible. Ketzad koiva. So how do you put up the mezuzah? So karcha misoif al roshah. You roll the mezuzah from the end to the beginning. Dehayinu me'echad klape shema. You go from echad, which is the last word, klape shema, towards shema. Manicha b'shveferes. Then you put it into a what do you call it? A tube. Thank you. Or b'shar davar or to anything else. The koyve masmaris, the mezuzah pesach b'alachsin, and you attach it with nails on a angle. V'yei roisha dehayinu shema keneged habayis. The top of the head of the mezuzah, which is the shema part, should be facing the house. V'shita achrayin l'tzad chutz, and the last line should be towards the outside, meaning you're leaning the mezuzah. That's what it means, that you're leaning the mezuzah, the top of the mezuzah, to the left. That's why the top of the mezuzah goes to the left, because that's the shema part that goes towards the house, right? And the last part goes towards the outside of the house. But let's say the mezuzah of the doorway is not wide, you can as a kufa. Then you put the mezuzah straight up. That's better than putting it behind the door. A lot of offices that have glass doorways have no room to put the mezuzah on the within the doorway. Right? That's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about where you have enough room, so you put it straight up, but don't put it on the outside of the door, because that's really only meant for desperate situations. In Ela, let's say you weren't kaveya the mezuzah, right? But you just hung it, meaning it has to be nailed in or whatever. It has to be connected to the wall. You're supposed to put it nailed into the top and the bottom. It shouldn't be hanging. Now that I'm thinking about it, I have one of my mezuzahs in my house that is only connected on the top, not on the bottom. It's a problem. Even though Mi'ikra din, it sounds like it's okay. Zion.
They're using double face tape.
Yes, that's what a lot of people do. Yeah, you use it.
That's only in one spot, in the middle.
Well, the Paiskim said a tape works, even though he says nails. But Mestami didn't have tape, certainly not double-sided tape.
So maybe back in the days, it had to be nails top and bottom in order to hold it tight.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It just doesn't
correct.
Seem like it.
Yes.
It's got to be conveyed. It's got to be fixed to the house or to the Pesach. It doesn't seem tape for that. Okay.
If it's too skinny, so you could you like add a piece of wood and put it on a piece of wood alongside the doorpost?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you could do that. Yes, you add wood to extend the doorway. Very good.
In that spot, just the size of mezuzah, not the whole length of the door. It's fine.
Yes, it's fine. It depends what the doorway looks like. That's the truth. But pashtus says it should be okay because it looks at and looked at as an extension. Then you only need one bracha, but you don't talk in between. It's interesting din because it says mezuzah. Even if you're putting up multiple mezuzahs, you only say mezuzah, not mezuzahs. But by tefilas kelim, if you type a multiple kelim, then you do say kelim. That's a whole shtickle Torah. Why it is that you change it? But by mezuzah, you don't change it. Let's say the mezuzah fell down and you went in kaveh tzara gamkin levar. You also need to make a bracha. Aval imhu hasiru kidei lebatka. But if you removed it in order just to check it, yesh stopping in tzara levar. Then it's a suffix whether you make a bracha. Ches b'ksas sharam yesh pesach katan etzal hashara gadol. By some gates, there's a small gate next to the large gate. V'derech ha-pesach ha-katan yotzim v'nichnasim. People go in and out of the small gate. V'hashara gadol in and niftach rak l'prokam. And they only open the large gate. Sometimes this is sort of like a garage door that sometimes you raise the entire garage door, but within the garage door, you also have a small door. And since it's two different doorways, and in between the doorways is the width of a tefach, then you're going to need two mezuzahs, even though you very rarely go through the larger doorway. Tess, if you're concerned that they're going to steal. The mezuzah. What you do is you dig a hole in the doorway and you put the mezuzah in there like that. That's the way it is in the old city by the gates. But don't dig it deeper than a tefach, because then that's not considered a mezuzah. That's within the mezuzah and it's possible.
Isn't there a purpose like that?
It's in there on purpose, so people don't take it down. Or it doesn't fall down. Yeah, sure. I think that's the reason. It's supposed to be recognizable where the mezuzah is. And if you can't dig it out inside the mezuzah bias, it's just makbashas atak l'kavu b'thnim achari adalos. You should be saimach b'shas atak to be kaveya it inside the... inside, behind the door. But dafka on the mezuzah, not on the kozel. Meaning, normally you want the mezuzah on the door on the outside. But if you can't, so you put it within in the door. If the door closes, the mezuzah will be on the inside. Don't make it further than the door of tefach, because then it will be possible. Yud. Eina bayas chayim mezuzah. So Rebbe, if this is the issue, because a lot of these utility closets, walk-in closets, okay, that's fine. And the bias, if it's not chayim mezuzah, unless it has four amos, but four amos, which is anywhere from 4 feet by 4 feet to almost 8 feet by 8 feet. If it doesn't have four amos before amos, let's say it's 2 feet by 6 feet or something like that. It's the length is more than the width, or it's round. Yesh armim de chayv, yesh armim de potter. That you gotta love that, right? Some say chayv, some say potter. So what do you do? Put on a mezuzah. without a bracha. Okay, now's not the time. It's a very interesting machlokes between the Chamudi Daniel and Rabbi Kiva Eger on a room like that. Well, okay, we'll just say it once we're at it. I don't think he brings it later. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger says that granted the door, so the room is less than dalal al dal, so that room doesn't need. But when you come out of that room to the big room, then that room needs. So he says you got to put the mezuzah on the right side going out of the closet into the... I don't think the Velt does that, but if you want to be machmer like the Chavud and Daniel Henry Kiveg, you got to put mezuzah on both sides without a broch. Yeah, Yud Aleph. And a bezlachai mezuzah, elam ken yesha shtei mezuzahs. It has to have two, and then on in mine it has parentheses, postin, the posts. Right, tirshtak, that I don't know what that is. Gevoyz, l'chol ha'pachas asar tvachim, it has to be at least 10 tvachim. Hayo mashkif al gabim, also needs a mashkif. That's a very important point, because people ask, a lot of times in between the kitchen and the dining room, they have a doorway, but there's nothing, there's no drop down from the ceiling. If there's no drop down from the ceiling, then you don't need a mezuzah. Right, needs to have, something needs to drop. Right, most doorways have a drop, but sometimes they don't. V'afilu ena mezuzah me'etzim ha'avonim acherim. And even if the mezuzahs are not from wood and other rocks, rocks should costly abinim ba'atmi hema mezuzahs v'aleim tikra. Oh, so that's also a very common case. There's nothing sticking out, meaning the wall of the house, meaning, you know, like sometimes between a living room and a dining room, you'll have a beam coming down from the ceiling and there's nothing jutting out. So does that need a mezuzah? All right. That's chayev. But that, see, the reason why that example I just used is bad, like a lot of times in the basements, you know, the beam that goes across, because if the beam is there just to hold up the house, that's not called a separate room. And if the house only has one mezuzah, meaning there's only one side that sticks out, right? If it goes further than the wall as follows, small peturo. If it's on the left side, it's potter. Meaning, if there's nothing jutting out from the left side, it's potter. If it's on the right side, yesh safikim chayevus oiloy. It's a safik if it's chayev or not. Yesh lekava beloy bracha. You should be kaveh without a bracha. Oy sheyikva lacha sheyikva pesach mechuyim. Meaning, do it without a bracha, or put the mezuzah up on a door that needs a mezuzah. That's chayev on a bracha. But yiftav gam mezeh, and then you potter that door. Meaning anytime you have a suffix of a brachas and a mezuzah, so put up a mezuzah on a door that definitely requires a mezuzah, and then go put up the mezuzah that you're not sure about. Anytime you have a suffix, you should do this. Okay. Thank you very much for tuning in. Everybody should have a fine night.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Yeah.